Welcome to foreclosure.com. My name is Tim Jones, and I'm excited to introduce our guest today, Sylvia Scultetti with Mobile Bay Real Estate. Today, we are going to discuss the trending topic across America: is renting better than buying? Rising home prices caused by high interest rates and low inventory is making the American dream of owning a home less obtainable. Today, we are going to discuss how purchasing a distressed asset like a foreclosure or a pre-foreclosure can be a viable solution to the affordable crisis we are seeing across the country. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our channel. Hi, Sylvia. Thank you for speaking with me today.
Hey Tim, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. Uh,
Thank you
before
for
we
having
get
me here.
oh, it's our pleasure. We're glad to have you. Before we get started, can you please tell the audience a little bit about your background in real estate?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm originally from Brazil, so that's why I have my accent. And I have pursued my education at the University of South Alabama with a degree in international business and in marketing. I do have a minor in Spanish. But for the past the 2 decades, I have dedicated myself to the real estate industry. Today, I use several hats, as a broker owner. Also, I have a real estate school that I teach post-license. And also, we have a subdivision, not a subdivision, a division of our company that does property management.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what trends are you seeing with renting versus buying in Mobile, Alabama?
Well, Tim, I think because of the prices of the house prices is high with a high interest rate. So most of the time it's more affordability. Can I afford to buy a house, or will it be cheaper for me to rent a house? So of course, in a short term, it's great to rent, but or if you're relocating to an area, it's to rent. But eventually, buy has the positive sides, you build the equity, and also not just that, but also you give yourself a tax break. So it's one thing that everybody has to evaluate what they need or where they are.
Okay, yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. So, well, given the current market conditions, can purchasing a foreclosure or a pre-foreclosure be a better option than renting?
I think so. I mean, if you are, I feel that purchase a foreclosure or a pre-foreclosure or a distressed property can be, a very lucrative business, because when you buy a house, you already have equity in your house. Okay. But also that in some conditions, you have situations that you have evaluated because not all the financings are available because some of those houses need repair. So that's one of the things that the buyer has to analyze the risk that they have. If they want to buy a foreclosure, they're going to repair, have equity. So that's something. But I think in opportunity market that has foreclosure available, I think it's a good opportunity.
Okay. So to go on a little bit further on that, are you seeing affordable home opportunities with distressed assets like foreclosures in Mobile?
I'm glad you asked that because for the I have worked in the foreclosure market when we had the recession 2008 to 2000 I'll say 16. So the market was saturated foreclosure. That was a foreclosure market. Today I don't see as many, but I have seen for the past few months few coming up on our area. So there's always opportunities, because we're dealing right now with a lot of people buying houses with a high interest rate, with the top of the market. So if one of the household income, one of the if they lose one of the household incomes, that property could become a distressed property. So opportunities on the distressed market is there. How much we're gonna see, it depends. Never we what we see in 2008, but the distressed market is all there all the time, have opportunities to buy a new property in distress. And we have to be in the lookout, especially for those people that like to invest in foreclosure properties.
Yes, no, I understand what you're saying. So I think this is important. What are your expectations for the Alabama real estate market for this spring?
I think it looks bright. I mean, I'm going to be very optimistic. That's the word because We deal with a market that is so diverse because we have the Mobile County and we have Baldwin County, so in south of Alabama. Also, we deal with the suburb area, we deal with rural area with the farmland, and also we deal with the property on the coast, the beaches house, the beach market. So I feel that now with the interest rate, everybody's feeling that the interest rate is going down a little bit. So there is a lot of buyers waiting for these opportunities, you know, either through a foreclosure, through a good deal, or the market go down. But you know, everybody's kind of sitting, wait to see what happened. But the buyers is going to be there, and opportunity is going to be there in my market. And like I said, we are very diverse in this area.
Very good. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
So how do you utilize foreclosure.com to find off-market affordable homes?
I think this is great because everybody call me like, Sylvia, how can I find a deal? How can I find a foreclosure? You know, what did I do? You know, now I have the opportunities. Hey, go to foreclosure.com because it's a one-stop shop. You know, your resource that you can find foreclosure, pre-foreclosure, court sales, you know, tax sales. So it's an opportunity for that someone that don't have the time, you know, to be searching or waiting for Zillow, whatever company it is. But you know, go to one-stop shop and say, hey, notify me in Baldwin County, Mobile County, whatever I'm looking for, if there is a distressed property. You know, it's like it's a one-stop alert call.
Yeah. No, our email alerts can definitely be very helpful for people to keep an eye on their market, and they are free, so it's a good way to do that. So
Yeah, I love it. I really thought it was is a great resource for me because I received so many phone calls. You know, hey, I'm investor looking for this distressed property, foreclosure, short sales, you know, and I'm like, hey, now, you know, go to foreclosure.com, you know.
yeah, no, it's a great place for people to start their search and do some due diligence on the area, see what's going on. They can see the difference between the different types of distressed properties, like pre-foreclosures or short sales or foreclosures. So thank you so much. I appreciate
You're
that.
welcome. Thank you for having me. And if anybody come to South Alabama, just give me a call.
Yeah, we'll make sure to add a link to your website at the bottom of this video.
Thank you so much.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us again, Sylvia. So thank you.
Thank you, Tim. It was a pleasure.
Remember to sign up for our free foreclosure email alerts. Until next time, I'm Tim Jones with foreclosure.com, and thank you for joining us today.